This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. An incoming personal finance missile. Despite some movement in Congress to alter the trajectory here, interest rates on some government-backed student loans will double July 1st. For more, let's turn to Adrian Hill of our program Marketplace Money. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
All right. I got three kids, all of them with student loans. What's the word on this interest rate hike?
Well, we're going to have to see what happens. But the other day, the House voted on a bill that would basically reset student interest rates based to the 10-year Treasury note. So student interest rates would be reset every year. Democrats are not a fan. The White House has threatened to veto. Senate Democrats want to keep the current 3.4% rate, but things could be headed up.
So a debate over whether or not the interest rate essentially floats. But what would the bill that is now passed in the House mean for students who have loans?
Well, the Congressional Budget Office guesses rates would go up from 3.4%, which is where federal Stafford loans are today, to as much as 5% in 2014 and over 7% by 2023. So bad news for you and your kids, David.
Now, I get that there's always risk in the equation when it comes to student loans, whether or not folks with the loans will repay. That said, the lenders are getting this money or borrowing the money themselves at not—
Far less. They're not
paying— 5%, right?
Not 5%. That's right.
All right. Let's turn to students graduating essentially this weekend or in the next week or so. When are they going to have to start paying back the loans?
Well, grace periods on student loans vary from loan to loan. What type of loan you have matters. But 6 months is pretty common. And these loans students are coming out with are big, big loans and big, big debts. TransUnion estimates student loan debt near $24,000. And I saw a new study from Fidelity that guesses that members of the class of 2013 have an average of $35,000 in debt.
Any tips once the first bill shows up in the mailbox or pops in and through the email?
We'll pay it.
Pay it. Good idea.
Pay it, yes. But if you're having trouble, all the experts that we talk to say you should contact your loan servicer right away. In some cases, they can defer your repayment. They can grant you a forbearance. There are things they can do that might be able to help you out. But everyone we talk to says call that loan servicer immediately.
Adrian Hill from Marketplace Money. Thank you.
Thanks, David.